5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Let's rock this joint!
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Number 3 here on the Rod Echols program. I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, powered by Zinc Media. The fastest 3 hours in internet talk radio is right here. And of course, it is Tuesday, July number 24 in the year of our Lord of 2018. As we continue on with the program, did you know, folks, that I'm not sure if I want to get into this one today. Yeah, we'll save that one for next hour, for the next segment. Don Blankenship. We need to talk about him. This is why you cannot. We should probably cover this now because of what I was talking about last hour. This is why you cannot underestimate people. You can't underestimate the left because they will surprise you if you do. And that has to do with Don Blankenship as well, folks. Blankenship is, he's running in West Virginia. Hot Air has the story. Don Blankenship to file paperwork for third-party Senate bid in West Virginia. If he succeeds, it might be the end of the GOP's already dimming chances of flipping Joe Manchin's seat from blue to red. Of the three polls of the race between Manchin and Republican Patrick Morrissey taken since May, Manchin leads by 13-7 and 10 points. He hasn't put the race away, but Trump's going to need to hit the trail in West Virginia this fall, maybe more than once, to drag Morrissey into contention. If Blankenship's on the ballot to gobble up the right's hardcore populist vote, it might end up being too heavy a lift for even POTUS in a state he won by 40 points. So having this is why I've always said third parties don't work. That while they just not in a not in a system based on two parties. The other countries have more than two parties. Yes, because they're a multi-party system. We're not. We're a binary party system, meaning that we have two major parties. Remember the last time? Well, no, none of us remember because we weren't alive. But the last time this country had three major parties, one of them could not and did not survive. And that was when the Republicans split from the Democrats, and we got the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Well, there was already the Republican-Democrat Party before the split happened, and you had the Whig Party, WHIG. Now, the Whig Party had its own internal problems, much like the GOP has today, by the way. Just, you know, put it in historical context. And then the Republican Party came along, and they had this guy named Abraham Lincoln. But this happened before before Lincoln was nominated to be president for the presidency in the 1860s. But in the 1830s to 1840s, 50s, the Whigs were in trouble because the Republicans were there and splitting up from the Democrats, and we had three parties basically. But we're designed, even though our founders did not like parties, political parties, they found themselves gravitating towards political parties, and it ended up being a binary or dual political party system. In other words, whether they wanted to design it that way or not, our system became aligned with just having two parties. You can't have three major parties in this country. It just won't work. Not the way we're currently set up. So whenever you introduce a quote-unquote true third-party candidate somewhere, they almost always spoil it for just one of the parties. I mean, take, for instance, the 92 election.
Yeah, Larry, I'm going to enter the race, and I'm going to take nearly 20%, over 19% of the vote, and most of that 19% is going to come from George H.W. Bush's lot. It's going to allow Bill Clinton to win. I know that's not my intent. I mean, because I want to be president, Larry. I really do. But I know, Larry, that I'm going to take most of the vote away from George H.W. Bush.
That's exactly what happened. Because usually when it comes to third-party candidates, it's usually somebody that's coming on the third side that's taking away from the Republican candidate. Democrats usually don't have this problem, which is why, you had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez so up in arms that she thought that the opponent that she defeated was going to run. He's running a campaign against me. No, he's like, look, little girl, I'm not running a campaign against you. I'm not going to run a third candidacy. I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to support you. I don't need to run a third party campaign because I'm leaving I didn't even try to win. I just thought I was gonna, but so I didn't even have to try. But since you did try and you did beat me, great. I got another thing. I don't think he actually tried, really. I don't think he wanted it. But in any case, so now in West Virginia, we've got this hardcore populist Republican that is filing paperwork to toss his hat in the ring because it doesn't look like Morrissey can beat Manchin. But neither can he because they're going to split the Republican vote. It isn't going to split the Democrat vote. What you need to do is split the Democrat vote. And we don't have a third candidate Democrat coming into the party or coming into the race. That's why, third. I agree with the founders. We shouldn't have a party system. We shouldn't have parties. I don't like parties. Parties are actually, by the way, for those of you who do not fully understand, parties are not part of the government. The Democrat Party is not a part of, is not a government entity. It's not a government, it's not a branch of the government. The Republicans, same thing, not a branch of the government. They have nothing to do with the government whatsoever. They're not connected in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I'm surprised that they haven't done stuff to try to change that over the years, but they're not a part of the parties are not a part of our government. They're actually private entities. They're private clubs. That's basically what they are. Do folks realize that? Our party system is nothing more than, you want to talk about good old boy clubs. That's the political parties. They're good old boys. That's what they act like. That's what they sound like. And if you're not one of the good old boys, like Donald Trump is finding out, if you're not a part of that inner club, then they don't want you. You're not allowed. Because they think that they've been in charge for so long that they think that they actually run everything, but they don't. And every once in a while, they have to be reminded of such a thing. But whenever you have a third party running, a person running, they always take away from only one side. It is rare that you get I know Joe Lieberman came in as a third party candidate Joe Lieberman got railroaded by his own party. And the voters saw that, too. So that's a different story. But again, it was mostly, he was still a Democrat. He still caucused with the Democrats. It's kind of like Bernie Sanders. And really, they don't have a Democrat that runs against Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's just, he might as well be a Democrat. He ran for president as one. But again, you can now do not underestimate the ability of. I know that some of this stuff was floated out there during the 2016 election season or cycle that Democrats were putting third party candidates on the ballot to take away from split the Republican vote. There was some of that happened. Again, you can't do not underestimate the left, man, and their dirty deeds and their dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Who was that? Was that Queen? Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. If you need a dirty deed done dirt cheap, just call a Democrat. Seriously. Because a Democrat will convince either somebody else to run as a Republican, is a moderate. So Manchin, it looks like he may be able to pull off keeping West Virginia blue. Simply because of this third party, potential third party bid from Don Blankenship. Now, if you're down in West Virginia, I'm not going to tell people that they should, you know, try to talk this guy out of running. No, let him run. But all of you guys down, you've got to understand that you can't vote for party. You've got to vote for candidate. Now, that includes you Democrats. Now, sorry, but, you know, half of you, if you guys are truly walking away, half of you Democrats should abandon Manchin right now and look for another candidate. That might, maybe, I don't know, maybe it would be Morrissey because, you know, Blankenship is too conservative for you. I get it. But you're just going to eat. I don't know what to say about these third party people, but they always tend to, it seems like the vast majority of them tend to take away, tend to split the conservative or Republican vote. And frankly, that's, you know, there have been some documented cases in this country where Democrats on the DL sponsored a third party candidate because they knew that person would split the GOP vote. And they did. Allowing the Democrat to win. They pull those kind of pranks all the time. This is not conspiracy stuff, folks. This is not conspiracy 101. This is factual historic history 101 here in this stuff. Just like voter fraud, it's history. It's not conspiracy, it's history. There are people that have gone to jail. People have been fined for committing voter fraud. Going all the way back to, anybody remember the group called Acorn? Yeah, they were a big part of all of that. And notice, you know, Acorn, all that voter fraud in Acorn, and we still didn't change most of our voter laws. And now we got this, we got the Russians interfering and meddling in our elections. Well, it's easy for the, not that they were able to actually do it, but whatever they did was pretty easy to do because we refused to tighten up our election laws. We refused to nationally identify people who want to vote. To make sure that they're legal. No, we don't need to do that. That's racist to do that. So you know what? You're gonna and we're told, hey, watch for Putin and the Russians to really interfere in 2018 and 2020. Well, how is that possible if we already know that they've done it, how they did it, and you know, Facebook and Twitter and all the social media is on the lookout and on the prowl for all the fake news. And every time you go to a new site nowadays, or if you go to a website, they're all telling you, well, we're changing our privacy settings and changing this and this and this in order to combat, you know, privacy fraud, fake news and blah, blah, all this kind of fake stuff that they're trying to fight. So all the websites that are in the USA, they've got all these warnings now about fake stuff. So how is it the Russians are still going to be able to affect our upcoming elections? We know they're going to try. We know they're doing it. We've got all kinds of things in place. Or do we? Do we have things in place? See, the Republicans say that when you split the vote, that costs us the election. The Democrats will say, well, the only reason why we lost is because fake news. Because otherwise we would have won. just say it. Do not underestimate these people, folks. And do not underestimate their ability to split the Republican vote in some key states simply by asking or talking somebody into running as a third party candidate that will split the GOP vote. You should not allow it or let it happen. but it's going to happen. So be prepared for it. Don't doubt me on this, folks. It's happening already in West Virginia. Just saying. Don't doubt me. Toronto, Canada. Toronto, Ontario, Canada mayor calls for total disarmament after mass shoot. Yeah, they have a mass shooting. What, 3 people are dead, 12 are injured in Toronto. And by the way, the guy used a handgun, not an assault rifle. Here's the story. Everybody loves Canada because it supposedly is a nation with common sense gun control laws and few murders. Well, also remember, there's only like 35 million people, less than 35 million Canadians living up in Canada. And they're spread out over a large country. And we know that, you know, Canada doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of large cities. I mean, Toronto, but Toronto's their biggest one, right? So we know that when you get to smaller towns and smaller communities, there's going to be less crime for a number of reasons. I mean, there's psychological and socioeconomic reasons for there being less crime in smaller towns. And one of the reasons, you know, people know everybody. If you know your neighbor and like your neighbor, are you going to do things that are going to harm your neighbor? Most likely not on purpose. No. If you like your neighbor, you're not going to steal from them. And that's just the way it is. So in a small community, more people are, you know, are more your neighbor that you get to know than versus a large community where it's sometimes difficult to get to know people because there's so many people. But apparently having common sense gun laws and few murders in Canada is not enough for Toronto's mayor, who yesterday called for the total disarmament of the city, saying nobody needs a gun. Well, evidently, the some 14 people that were shot yesterday needed a gun to fire back at the criminal. Because what was this jack-off doing? He was using a gun illegally. So he already... why is this so hard for people on the left to understand? The only people who are going to be harmed and controlled by gun laws are law-abiding people. Because criminals do not give a flip or a rip about your damn gun laws. As a matter of fact, every time a criminal... the way they use their gun is breaking the law. Hey, you made a law. You can't use a gun in this manner. That's illegal to do that. And you can't have a gun in this area. You know, that's illegal to have against a gun-free zone. You broke that law. So, I'm sorry. So you're going to tell me that these people are going to start obeying, you know, Chicago. You know, we got a city where it's nearly impossible for the average citizen to own a handgun. And what do we got there? We got more gun deaths than any place else on the planet, basically. One of the toughest places, gun laws, some of the toughest gun laws and gun control laws on the books. And it's got one of the highest crime and murder rates with guns. Because why? Criminals don't care about laws. The only people who tend to suffer big time are people who do try to follow the law. Well, that's going to be Toronto's problem if this mayor gets his way. I mean, this is just stupid. Mayor John Tory was cited in the National Post as not only calling the shooting that killed 2 people and wounded 13 others an unspeakable act, but adding that the city needs even tighter restrictions on guns. Why does anyone in the city need to have a gun at all? Personal protection. Just the guy going around shooting people just proved that, Mayor. Is that hard to fathom and understand that people would like to be able to have the ability to protect themselves? I know it's Canada, folks, but it just goes to show that this mentality from leftists is the same no matter where you go. It makes no sense. It's illogical. Well, in order to protect you from savage gun crime, we're going to take your gun away from you. Well, what about the criminal? Well, they'll be breaking the law if they have a gun. Well, aren't they already breaking the law? But yes, but we're going to give them a new, tougher law. And, you know, according to America's Dianne Feinstein, if law-abiding citizens didn't have the gun, if they put their guns down, then the criminals would put their gun. Anybody remember Dianne Feinstein saying that? She did. She basically said if law-abiding citizens put down their guns, then criminals would be obliged to put down theirs. They really do. I'm sorry, but some of these leftists really do think that. And I wouldn't be surprised if this mayor, this Toronto's mayor, is one of them. Well, if we just confiscate everybody's gun within the city, because nobody needs a gun in the city, then criminals won't get them. And criminals won't want them. That's just asinine. But there are some people that actually really truly believe that. And unfortunately, some of them have been elected. And unfortunately, some of them are starting to make some money out of the gate at the age of 18, like David Hogg. By the way, if this kid writes a book about anti-gun freedom, and he wasn't even there. He talks about how it affected him. He wasn't even there. He talks about he's a survivor, and he says he was not there. He was at home. He had to ride his bike as fast as he could for three, because he lived 3 miles away, as fast as he could to get there. So he could be on national TV, national camera, I guess. Yeah, somebody, you know how there are people that are saying all the, Frank, I mean, I'm serious, folks. Think about this for a second. We've got all these conspiracy theorists out there for a number of different things that talk about why, you know, like the World Trade Center and a couple of other places. Why were some people seemingly not at work or in that area at the time? Did they get a heads up? Why was David Hogg not at school that particular day? Did he, did he get warned that something was going to happen, which is why he wasn't home, so he could race to school on his bike? I'm just asking the question. I mean, look, if you're going to say that so many other places have these conspiracies out there, I'm just asking the question, did he know? I mean, because everybody says, well, we knew this kid was going to be trouble. We knew it was going to be trouble. And evidently, he had Facebook posts and other postings that he was going to. I'm going to be the next school shooter. So I wonder about this guy in Toronto, though, if they're going to find out that he also telegraphed all his problems, that he was going to do whatever he did. I don't know. We don't know what happened up there yet. But it just seems like a lot of times these people often telegraph what they're going to do, and nobody on the left either pays attention, or if they do, they make sure they're not in the neighborhood when it goes down, so they can use it later on as a tactic to take away your rights. Now, Canada's a different story. I don't know what gun rights are like in Canada. But look, if they want to capitulate and be left unprotected, go right ahead. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Oh, dirty deeds done dirt cheap. AC/DC. That's it. Thank you, Dom. It's always nice to know. Democrats still do dirty deeds, by the way. Well, they do. We'll be back.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Eggles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanshade brand new Beauty Locks portable hair dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanche gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face and sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
Welcome back. We've come to that point in the program already where it is time for, you know what, today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, July number 24, are thus. There's a few, not many. A couple more than yesterday. It is National Tell an Old Joke Day. Yeah, you just go out and you tell a bad old joke. Any kind of old. It could be a good joke, could be a bad joke. Tell a dirty joke. Unfortunately, all the jokes that I can recall at the top of my head right now, it happens to be, you know, when you're a kid, you hear all the dirty jokes. Yeah, I know a few dirty jokes. dirty jokes that kids love to hear. Anyway, it is also Amelia Earhart Day. She was born on this date in 1897 in Atchison, Kansas. So she'd be more than 120 years old today if she's still alive. She flew. Wouldn't she disappear in the 50s? Any case, today's her birthday, so it's Amelia Earhart Day because it is her birthday. She was born back in on July 24th, 1897. It's also Cousins Day. Yes, family cousins. Many families, but in a lot of families, you know, families. Many of them still live pretty close together, so cousins grow up together and. You know, they become friends and best friends and, you know, people, well, why are you so close? Because we cousins, man. We cousins. He's my cousin. So say hello to your cousin today. Treat your cousin to something nice. Just remember, you're also, they're your cousin, but you're also their cousin. So treat each other nicely today. Today's the day that you go have fun with your cousins. Your cousins are the closest thing to siblings that you'll have without being said, because they are, they're your blood. Just, they are your blood. So treat your cousins greatly today. It's also National Drive-Through Day. Yeah, you celebrate by just going through a drive. You actually have to order and pay for something, but you celebrate by utilizing a drive-through today. Drive-through, you know, there are, I had this story. What is this story about? Speaking of drive-through pot shops, you know, marijuana. Is that really going to be a thing? I guess it is. why not? What is it? The Prophet, the CNBC show with Marcus Lemonis, the Prophet. He just looked at a pizza store down. What is it? Chicago area? Maybe it was down south. It was a drive-through pizza store or restaurant. He was seemed to be doing okay, I guess. I don't know, but yeah. Anything could be. You know, you got drive-up tellers, drive-through bank tellers. You could. What's next? Drive-through jewelry store. Anything drive-through. I guess everything can be drive-throughed. You got drive-through drug stores now. There are some drive-through. Package stores and drive-through convenience stores in some place. And so drive-through anything could be, you know, attached to anything. So today is National Drive-Through Day. So you celebrate by utilizing your nearest drive-through. It's also Pioneer Day, also known as Mormon Pioneer Day. It is a day celebrated for everybody that the pioneers that went westward into the great West Unknown. Especially the Mormons, who then eventually landed where they did, which was Utah, and thus gave birth to Salt Lake City, and you know, and then eventually Mitt Romney. It's also National Thermal Engineer Day. Yeah, you know, the smart people, they may not have any common sense, but at least they have book smart. So National Thermal Engineer Day. And finally, it is National, I don't even know why we have this, but it is National Tequila Day. Today we celebrate tequila, a liquor distilled from the Mexican blue agave plant. So tequila, it is a kind of like Cinco de Mayo. You know, we celebrate Cinco de Mayo here, which is nothing more than 5th of May, more than they do down in Mexico. It's supposed to be a Mexican holiday, but, you know, we just take it and use it for another excuse to drink crazily. So, yeah, there you go. It is National Tequila Day. So with that said, those are your holidays for today, July number 24. So please, please go out there and celebrate responsibly. Tequila. I don't like tequila. Can I put that out there? What? You don't like margaritas? Yeah, I prefer that they weren't made with tequila. You know, there are drinks that if you make them with tequila or gin, you could substitute the gin or the tequila with vodka. And there are some tequila recipe drinks that you can substitute with rum. Or something called gazpacho. Just saying. Gazpacho is pretty good stuff. Tequila is just nasty. It'll tear your body apart. It'll do nasty things to you. If you have too much of it, hangover stuff. Oh my God, that's tequila. Stormy Daniels is getting divorced amid allegations. Wait, she's married? I have the story right here. Stormy Daniels, her attorney, Michael Avenatti, announced on Twitter this morning that his client, Stormy, was getting a divorce from her husband of 3 years, Glendon Crane. Avenatti added that Daniels was asking for privacy for the sake of her family. Can we do the facepalm here on this? I mean, really. According to Avenatti, on his tweet said, "My client Stormy Daniels and her husband Glenn have decided to end their marriage. A petition for divorce was filed last week, the accuracy of which is vehemently disputed. Well, Stormy's daughter remains her number one priority. She kindly asked for privacy for the sake of the family." Then why even talk about it? You put it out all over there on the internet so everybody and their brother, sister, and mother can see it, and then you ask for privacy. Nobody would. We wouldn't even have known that they were getting divorced if it weren't for Avenatti. I'm just saying. So this is the look. You know, people have got to, you know, have got to vomit everything about their lives on social media. I don't see the need or if it's necessary to do. In fact, you know, it's been proven, I don't know how many times, that you got to be careful when you do that kind of stuff, because there are people that will stalk you, that follow your every move, and if you just let them know wherever you are, they know where you are at all times because you tell them. You know, they know when you go on vacation. Why? Because you tell them. It's not a good idea to vomit your entire life on social media, and especially if you want to remain private. That is the dumbest tweet I've ever seen. For the family's sake, we ask you that you, she kindly asked for privacy for the sake of her family. Then don't announce that they're getting a divorce on social media. 99.9% of the population would not have known if Avenatti did not tell them. So basically, Stormy Daniels, also happens to be the woman who sued President Trump in March for non-disclosure, which prevented her from discussing the president's cheating on his wife with her, evidently, now wants privacy. She wants. Anybody notice that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to void my non-disclosure agreement. I took a lot of money to keep my mouth shut, but now I want to talk about it.
And in anybody else ever pick this up too? Stormy Daniels is out there saying she wants to sue the president to get rid of the non-disclosure agreement. What has she already done? She's disclosed exactly what she's not supposed to disclose, evidently. Nobody else picked up on that. They've been running with it. You know, she wants to sue Trump because she wants to tell her story. She already did. And now she wants privacy. But hey, she did it the same way. You know, she wants privacy. That's the way the British pronounce it because it sounds so much more intelligent. She wants privacy by telling everybody that she's getting a divorce. I mean, I want to keep everything private. So please, in my time of need, in this hour of divorce, please don't bug me. Wait, Stormy, we didn't know you were getting a divorce. We didn't even know you were having marital problems. Why are you getting divorced? Because my husband thinks I was cheating. Were you? Well, I am a porn star. I didn't know she was married, by the way. But if we don't remember, Stormy Daniels seems to take the issue herself because back in she says, "I don't need or want privacy. I want truth, and it will come out. I'm not afraid." Wait, what are you talking about? You don't want privacy, but your lawyer says you want privacy. But you say you want the truth to come. So did you or did you not cheat on your husband? I don't. This woman is just absolutely insane. She's crazy. She is a, now she's a media hog. That's all this is, folks. It's a media for, look, she could have, if she really wanted to, why not just go after Trump before he became president? I mean, you know, he was a TV star, network star, reality star, all that kind of stuff. And now is the time that you want to tell your story? Well, you've already told it. Well, I can't talk about it because it's non-disclosure. You've already told the story. You've already broken your non-disclosure agreement. I think you should be sued. But hey, you know, you can. Speaking of which, why did Trump waive attorney-client privilege over some of his recordings with Michael Cohen? Or is it Cohen? Well, there are a number of people that are speculating, but most of them are saying, well, the president feels he has nothing to hide. Now, isn't that something? We got these recordings, man. We got these recordings. You know, Michael Cohen's got these recordings of the president, and we got them. And the president's like, he isn't going to want these to come out. Oh, no. He's not going to want these. And the president says, you know what? I waive my, you know, on these phone calls, these recordings, I waive my attorney-client privilege protection. Wait, what? Why is he doing that? Oh, no. It's kind of like, you know, Mueller indicting a bunch of Russian companies and people, and then they actually showed up to defend themselves, and Mueller's like, well, no. You know, and these people want the evidence that they have on them. Well, we can't give them the evidence. Well, you know, let me see if we can clarify how our judicial process and system works. You have evidence? Well, see, they need to see the evidence so they know how, so they can defend and answer the questions about it. You just can't accuse somebody and say, well, we can't show you the evidence that we got. Well, that's not the way our system works. So it's kind of like, you know, they expected Trump not to show up, basically, too. Yeah, we're gonna subpoena these calls, man. And Trump isn't gonna. We're gonna have to go the hard route to get these attorney-client privileges overturned because Trump's hiding something. And Trump just says, you know, I'm not hiding anything. Just let him hear it. Go ahead. I release my attorney-client privilege on these recordings. Wait, what? What? No. What? How, can he do that? Yes, he can. And they're out there thinking like, well, you know, he should have something to hide. He's got something to hide. He really does. And President Trump is saying, but I don't. And here's proof. I'm just going to let you listen. And you know, the funny thing is there doesn't seem to be anything on any of those tapes that incriminate. Some of it may be embarrassing for the president, but according to those in the know, none of it seems to be illegal. Just some of it might be embarrassing. That's it. Well, I suppose that a regular person might, you know, who's a Democratic player, a swamp player, they might be against, you know, wanting to be embarrassed, although they embarrass themselves on a daily basis. I'm not kidding. They do. Democrats do it all the time. By the way, there is a speaking of embarrassing themselves, they have. Part of me says don't do it because it's not nice to treat old people this way. But part of me says, well, you know, she's treating herself that way by staying out in the public eye. But evidently, there is a video out there surfacing. I'll have to link to it on rodeckles.net. But evidently, saying professionalism here. Saying Constitution give me a second. Now, this is serious, folks. This is real serious stuff. But evidently, saying Constitution triggers Nancy Pelosi's face spasm. If there is ever a time to show that Democrats don't like the Constitution, it's just say it to Nancy Pelosi. I'm sorry. Hold on. It's really, it shouldn't be this funny, but it is. It's hilarious. So the Constitution is like a noxious fart to some liberals. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi suffered a face spasm as she attempted to say the word Constitution. It's not like the devil now trying to say God or something. It's I'm sorry, folks. It is hilarious. But it's because of the word, and it's because who she is and what she has been doing. I know she's having it really is kind of sad. I mean, I know she's a deranged Valley Girl airhead to begin with, but it is really kind of sad that we're forced to watch this. And Democrats want to prop this woman up and reelect her. Think about that for a second. They actually want to reelect this woman. She obviously has, well, I guess, you know, females, Democrat females in major medical conditions don't seem to matter. Look at Hillary Clinton. By the way, people are asking if, you know, what the hell she was thinking about wearing that tent the other day over the weekend. Everybody saw that blue and white thing, or the white and blue thing. Looked like a tablecloth, but people are calling it a tent. You know, grandma, I never seen anything like it. She's taking fashion cues from Michelle Obama, I guess. Michelle Obama has worn some pretty hideous stuff as her tenure as first lady. But good God almighty, I don't even think Michelle Obama's wore anything like that. I mean, Michelle Obama wore stuff and thought she was being classy, because it was, you know, all designer stuff, even though it was ugly as sin. Some of it was ugly as sin. I don't know what the hell Hillary Clinton, and the way she was standing, she looked like a frail old woman. I mean, I know she is a frail old woman, but that's what she looked like. She usually puts on airs and tries to act like, you know, she's in perfect health and physical, and she can stand up, but she was like hunched over like an old woman, whatever she was doing. And some people notice, is she wearing a Life Alert medical bracelet? Yeah, President of the United States, President Hillary Clinton wears a Life Alert bracelet. Rod, she's not president. Well, some people on the left think that she is. They really do. They think that she should be president. But I don't. And now, and of course, you know, we've got physical features. Nancy Pelosi having brain freezes and facial spasms all over the place, almost on a daily basis. And yet Democrats want to prop her up. So Hillary Clinton in her tent and looking at like a frail old woman with a potential life alert bracelet, Democrats think that she's the one that should be president and that Trump is out of shape. Trump is out of shape. He's in ill health. And everybody's wondering, well, you know, Trump's just trying to make himself not seem obese by adding a half inch to his height. Well, why? So? A half inch? You got a woman that's trying to hide her medical condition. And you got another one who's right out there in the open on a daily basis almost having a medical issue. And you don't seem to care. But Donald Trump says that he's a half inch taller than he probably is or was mentioned before. And that changes him from being fat to obese. If he's a half inch shorter and that's your problem? Honestly, how redonkulous do we got to be to put up with this stuff? I mean, when is enough going to be enough? Great. Fine. Be a Democrat and believe in democratic socialism all you want. But there has got to be people out there who are not old bats that have a medical condition that are going to put this country in danger if they stay where they are in service of this country. They can't be there. They're not in good health. It's their time is over. They're done. They're past. It's time to pass the torch or pass the baton, whatever you want to call it. But these people need to go. They have serious, real medical conditions. And these are people that they either want to run the country or are running the country from the left. I mean, honestly, folks, this is, I know I say this all the time. You just can't make this shit up. You just can't. So, yes, it might be a little bit funny with Nancy Pelosi not being able to, you know, to say Constitution without her face twitching. It's kind of like, well, it just goes to show just how, you know, what the Constitution really means to them. It's like pouring holy water on a demon. You know, they wince and moan and wail. Well, it is true. In any case, it's also true that we're out of time for today. So we'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully we get the phone line back up and running from Skype in order to bring on our wonderful Agent 0010. He's expected to call in. Until then, have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday afternoon. Don't, if you're out in California, try not to use too much electricity, will you? So you don't cause a brownout. I'm Rod Eccles. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press, keep the mouths tight. Cause the Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For Clinton, what's loaded in some fat apple file? A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.